June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe here, home of the 2023 World Series champions. Every time we do a show out here, guys, you know, we get in about 1 o'clock or so, and it's way before the doors are open. So I get a chance to go down to the seat that I was in with my dad when Corey Seager hit that game one home run. And I've started a new tradition. You can follow along if you go to the G-Bag Nation's YouTube page. It's at G-Bag Nation there on YouTube. I upload a short video with my my Rangers takes of the week, and usually it's going into the weekend. So today I talked about that trade deadline, which is now coming up around the corner. And if you could check that out and subscribe, you'll have a G-Bag Nation content there on YouTube. And we love you for it. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Okay, it is the C-note. In the Clarence Hill article about Micah, saying he's confused as to why the Cowboys wouldn't just do the deal now, says, you know, he's seeing the T.J. Watt contract come together, and he feels like he's got a handshake deal with Jerry Jones. And the way he left it was now on Jerry to call his agent, David Mulligetta. Since then, I guess Jerry has said he doesn't even know who David Mulligetta is. So what's your read on this? What I think it is at 877-881-1053. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous in the nation. If you want to jump in on the YouTube chat and give us your take there, I'll be jumping into that chat room here in just a second, see what you guys got. You know, I think, you know, maybe Jerry's mad at Mulligetta, or he doesn't respect the way that he negotiates contracts. I think maybe there's something in the past there, like, or Jerry's actually trying to screw over Micah by getting him to sign something that has some language in it that's not good. You know, I guarantee whoever ended up being Tyron Smith's agent was pretty flabbergasted by the contract that Jerry got Tyron to sign all those years ago. And, you know, if you're Micah, it's like, yeah, sure, we can say all these things and have a handshake agreement on it, but I need you to talk to my agent just to make sure everything's cool, you know, because I'm not an agent.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it's kind of disrespectful to, like, just try to get me to do a deal without hearing from him. So,
yeah,
I see that side of, you know, Micah for sure.
Yeah, because it's more than just the number. It's more than just the dollar amount. We're seeing it in Cincinnati right now with their rookie Shamar Stewart, where it's like, dude, what's going on here? Because they're trying to wedge in a couple of things that if it wasn't for the agent, Stewart might not have even had an understanding. You just go ahead and sign that thing, and now you've just forfeited all sorts of rights for yourself if certain things take place over the course of the contract. So, yes, you absolutely have to have the agent involved here. It's so much more than just the final dollar amount. There's a lot of crap involved in these particular things, and that's part of the reason why. If it was just about the number, then it'd be like, okay, we would go ahead and sign this thing. But Jerry knows there's a lot more than just the number. He could try to woo Micah with the number, but he knows I got a lot of stuff in here that I can sort of screw you on if you're not buttoned up. You have to have the agent involved. That's why you have it. And Micah's got the best agent in the league right now.
Amen.
There's a reason for that. If Micah just wanted to willy-nilly sign whatever, then you wouldn't either have an agent at all, or you wouldn't go for the number one top dog. He's going for the top dog because he wants to make sure this thing is buttoned up from top to bottom, the final number and everything else in between that the average person has no clue what they're even reading.
Right, and he would have just gone and said, like, okay, Jerry, let's do this. Call David. Let's get this thing ironed out. Because, yes, the player can put pressure on the agent and say, I'm ready. I just want to make this thing done, and I'm cool with this, and go ahead and send in the paperwork, and boom, this thing's gravy. But I don't know. There seems to be some type of, and maybe it is, hey, we love the news cycle, and up until training camp, things are going to be a little bit quiet, so let's keep the Micah Parsons conversation going on, and maybe when we get to training camp and everybody's all together, we've got a press conference, and here's the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, Micah Parsons, and this thing does get done. But I don't really get the sense of urgency for David Mulugeta in that side, especially if you know T.J. Watt's number, as Micah's alluding to, and it's more than whatever Jerry and him talked about. I'm sure David's saying, well, then, hey, let DJ sign, and then we're going to go ahead and get more, because that's my job, to try and get you the most amount of money possible. Now, maybe Micah gets frustrated or he gets impatient and the itch is there and he says, screw this, I want to get this thing done. And that's when maybe he forces the hand and you start to see something get going. But I get the frustration with how the Cowboys do this. I've usually cited this is a Cowboys problem. Just trying to do my homework and understand all angles of this, I don't think this is just in the Cowboys' court.
Well, I would ask for you to consider that the Cowboys are uniquely the worst at negotiating these things. So if the June is Men's Health Month, optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The agent and Micah do have some responsibility in dragging this thing out. I can't imagine it's more than the Joneses. I mean, this is what the Joneses do.
Yeah, this is an 80-20 split, 80 going to the Cowboys in terms of the reason why this thing can't get done.
If I was Micah right now and I want to get this thing done, I'd say, do we have to talk? Why don't you just email us the contract? You know, like, if y'all don't want to talk, that's fine, but I need to get this thing done, because if I'm Micah, I'm thinking, crap, am I gonna have to not go to practice at training camp? You know, I really want to get in with these guys. I want to show that I'm committed. I want to be a leader. I want to be there for my guy Trayvon Diggs, but maybe they're gonna force me to sit out, you know,
which I don't think he wants to do.
And if you're the Joneses, you don't want him sitting out. You're learning a new defense,
but they don't care. They shouldn't want him to sit out, but they don't care. If they cared, they would have been way more proactive about this entire offseason.
Yeah.
They also just saw him, you know, chomping at the bit. Hey, they're doing drills. Give me my helmet. I got to go out there. Like, Micah, the competitor here, I don't think he's going to want to sit out ultimately. I think he's going to go out there and practice. I don't think he can help himself.
Let's talk some offensive line. Are the Cowboys about to have a really good offensive line? Brian Schottenheimer was talking about Cooper Beebe yesterday and how he has mastery and command of what they're doing. Here we go.
You know, Saad, he was incredible last year for having never played the position. The biggest thing was not learning. The learning's easy. It's the communication, you know. Now with some of the things that we're doing in terms of movements and stuff, like pre-snap movements and stuff, the challenge for him, which he's passing with flying colors, has been you sometimes make a point and then you got to make a different idea or a point, but the command of what he has now is really cool to see. And like, he and Dak actually have gone back and forth a couple times where it's like, you know, Cooper's like, we're going here. Dak's like, no, I want to go there. Cooper's like, no, we're going here. Dak's like, yeah, go there. We're good. Yeah. You know, whereas last year that wouldn't have happened. So there's a command and a confidence that Cooper has. And, you know, I'm a huge, huge Cooper Beebe fan, but I'm also a big, big believer on the importance of a center. Some of the best teams I've ever been on, I'll talk about the New York Jets, was having a guy like Nick Mangold in the middle driving things. And you go back, you know, to the great Steelers teams, Mike Webster. I mean, the center position, some people blow it off. They touch the ball on every play. And if you don't have the right one, man, it's hard. And he's certainly the right one.
Love hearing about the confidence. I mean, you don't get that confident unless you've been putting in a lot of work and you have full mastery. And you, every quarterback needs a center as another set of eyes. I hope he can execute everything physically, you know, to be that awesome player, because I think all the intangibles, the coachability, you know, being matched up with his offensive line coach from college, a lot of good things are happening for Cooper Beebe. Obviously, we know Tyler Smith is a potential all-pro. Terrence Steele is pretty dang good in the run game. And maybe, you know, Guyton took some steps here in year two, but Tyler Booker's going to be strong. He's going to be good in the run game for sure. Didn't commit a lot of penalties or give up many pressures in college. Right guard is not a steep learning curve coming into the pros from college, so I expect Tyler Guyton to be one of the better right guards. What do you guys think? Are we back to having a really good offensive line? Is that saying too much?
No, I mean, I think probably maybe my hottest take about this team right now is that the offensive line is going to be good. I don't know if we'll be looking at them as like a top five offensive line when the season's done, but top 10 I think is very much so on the table. I think this offensive line is big picture heading in the right direction, and I think that Guyton is going to be much better, but even if he's not, I think they have some contingencies there. I don't know how much they really want to move Tyler Smith to left tackle, but that's certainly an option for him. Austin Richards is a guy who has really, he's been impressive any chance that we've gotten to see him. And even after this offseason, we were talking with Nick Harris today on the Love of the Star podcast, and he was kind of raving about Austin Richards. I think from a coaching standpoint and with the investments that they've made, I think this is going to be a good offensive line this year.
Yeah, I mean, you got three first rounders, then you got a day two pick that, I mean, you guys know my feelings on Cooper Beebe. So they should be good. And if they're not, then we have a big, big problem on our hands. I mean, I think the middle, like the interior to keep the pocket clean for Dak, they've got bullies and they've got people movers. And that's been a big issue with this team, is just getting absolutely stood up at the point of attack. Like, to me, that was a weakness with Tyler Biadasz that they look to try and improve upon. It's not like Biadasz is a bad center by any means, but he is a guy that would struggle against your bigger 300-plus nose tackle, you know, big, strong one techs. Cooper Beebe's a guy that shouldn't be as big of a problem, especially having Tyler Smith and Booker now next to him. So I'm excited. I mean, Cooper's a super smart, intelligent guy. Now being in year two playing the position, you know, you talk about the snap step that Brian's always focused on. All that stuff should be coming much more naturally to Cooper. I think the big questions at left tackle with Tyler Guyton, but I'm with you. I'm a fan of Austin Richards. The problem was, you know, it's the health. He's been a guy that, unfortunately, there's been an ankle sprain here or there. It's like, is he able to stay out there? But they have so many options. It's the deepest offensive line they've had since I can remember.
Yeah.
When you talk about guys that have proven that they can play, with Rob Jones, who they brought in, with TJ Bass, who's played snaps in the league, Brock Hoffman, who was good for a five-week period last year. So they definitely have the best group, I think, that we've seen since the great Wall of Dallas in their prime there, probably, what, 2018?
Yeah, I think right before the Travis Frederick injury, they were still good enough, even though they had lost Doug Free and Ron Leary. You know, you had enough around that, and, you know, young guys coming up like Lyle Collins and whatnot, that they still had a really good lineup until Travis Frederick went out. And ever since then, they've been trying to replace it, get that athlete. Is Beebe, you think, physical enough and strong enough handed that he's going to be able to be a bully there inside?
Yeah, he is. I mean, at guard, that was his thing for me. That's why I loved him. He's a mauler. I mean, that dude is absolutely,
I mean, between him and Booker and Smith,
power,
that's got to be
power.
The strongest, or I can't imagine many are as strong as what those three guys represent.
You got to have it in this division too, with what the Eagles bring to the table on the D-line, even the Giants, what they have on their line, and the Commanders.
It is time now for the Crustaceans Corner, and Broadus is out today. He is not just being quiet, talking to insiders on text, as can happen at any time in the show. He's actually out today. It's a rare day off. He's the hardest working man in sports radio.
It's unheard of.
Definitely a workaholic, and I'm in awe of. But these are 2 days off. You know, family called. He's got a godson getting married South Cackalack, so he's out until Monday.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or MensTeeClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.